Clear.
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 Next door. Keep moving.
The fire team moved toward an internal doorway on the other side of the kitchen. Trap stayed back to provide cover as they got ready to breach. And then it started to open. Trap saw the other members of his team backpedal away from the entranceway, hurriedly bringing up their rifles as they prepared to face this new potential threat. But they were too late. A shape stepped through the door. All that Trap could make out through his night vision was that the person was tall and carrying a weapon. He squeezed his trigger before Sikorsky or any of the others even had their weapons halfway up. The rifle's discharge was impossibly loud in the confines of the cramped kitchen. The shape dropped to the ground, dead before it landed.
Go!
Trap ran toward the body and kicked the weapon aside, dropping to his knee for a moment to check the man's pulse. Definitely gone. It wasn't an act of compassion. He just needed to confirm that he wasn't leaving a threat on his six. As he momentarily paused, the rest of the fire team stepped into the unknown. Trap rose and followed the green laser beam stretching out ahead of him. The faint scent of oils and spices gave way to a forgotten musk as he passed through the open doorway into the hallway. It wasn't long. On the right-hand side were two doors. The second one was half open. A sound was coming from behind it, though it was indistinct.
Keep moving! Sikorsky, cover that second door!
On it.
The remaining members of the team moved as one. Trap and Chambers covered the first doorway. Muniz held up two fingers, then kicked the door in, revealing an empty bedroom. The bed itself was just a single mattress on the floor, covered in a couple of stained sheets. Next to it was an unloaded pistol and half a dozen rifle magazines, as well as a scattering of unspent rounds that crunched underfoot.
Clear!
Only a couple of seconds having elapsed since they breached the door, the three soldiers swung back around into the hallway.
What the f- gun?
The second doorway had swung open, and a man rushed out and away from the Rangers. A pistol was clutched in his right hand. He had something pressed against his chest with his left forearm. It looked like a bag or... Acid rose in Trap's throat.
Don't shoot! Piece of shit has a hostage. It's a kid.
Copy.
Keep pushing forward.
Revulsion was now driving him on. What kind of man could use a child like that? Not one that deserved to survive the night. The four men moved up the hallway as one. As they reached the doorway that the hostage taker had just emerged from, it flew open a second time before bouncing back off the wall amid a shower of dust.
Civilians!